It wasn't until 1813 that an educational system was created in the Gaspé.
Mother! Mother, they chose me! They chose me! Miss Ernestine said that I was the perfect candidate for the normal school. That means I can become a teacher, and I might even be able to take over for Miss Ernestine when she retires.
Oh, I'm real proud of you, Delma. Real proud. Of course, we'll have to wait and see what your father says.
It's such an honor. When you think that cousins Lucy and Blanche got accepted to the domestic science school, while I might go to the normal school, that's so much better, isn't it?
Any work is good work, my girl. You might be lucky, but you still shouldn't look down on your cousins. It wouldn't be very Christian of you now, would it?
There was a time when such a conversation would have been impossible. The normal school, where young girls were trained to be school teachers, was created in 1925, some 8 years before the domestic science school, where they learned the art of running a household.
Boys, on the other hand, received their education from the Séminaire de Gaspé, which had been founded a few years earlier. But let us go even farther back in time, 110 years earlier. At that time, the only way for children to receive an education was to be sent to Quebec City to study at the Séminaire de Québec. But aside from Felix O'Hara's children, who were fortunate enough to enjoy such a luxury, most of the youth in Gaspé Bay received a very basic education. That is, of course, if they went to school at all. The fact is, very few families actually sent their children to the small school in Anse-aux-Cousins.
1827. Two school teachers, armed only with a strong sense of vocation, arrived in the Gaspé. However, it would take another 20 years for the first educational institution run by a school board to open. When it did, Protestants and Catholics studied side by side.
And it wasn't until 1874 that the first classroom reserved for Catholic students was created, in response to prodding by local priests who didn't approve of the intermingling of faiths. The first Catholic school, Saint-Rosaire Elementary School, opened in 1917. 6 years later, separate classrooms were created for French and English-speaking Catholics, with each group being taught in its own language. Gaspé Elementary School, the town's first Protestant school, opened in 1956. This school, like the Saint-Rosaire, continues to welcome students to this day. It is located at 234 Monseigneur Leblanc Street.
Surely you've guessed by now that local visionary Monsignor Ross also had a hand in speeding up the development of education in the Gaspé.